USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives is nearing a final vote on President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. The Democrats' resolution would block President Trump's executive order. North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows argues that there is a crisis at our southern border.
The drugs flowing across our southern border are not a crisis. You know, again, President Obama seemed to agree with this and declared a national emergency.
President Trump is in Vietnam for a high-stakes summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. As far as some goals for the summit, Republican Congressman from Florida Mike Waltz tells Fox News,
I am in a rush for the North Koreans to come to the table with something very concrete, including a full accounting of their program, and that's what I want to see coming out of this summit before we make any more concessions.
This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hearings Tuesday before a Senate Finance Committee may get contentious as the heads of seven major pharmaceutical companies give testimony regarding the high cost of prescription drugs. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa said he hopes the hearings will pull back the curtain on how drug makers set their prices. Lawmakers want to hear how the pharmaceutical companies justify the so-called culture of secrecy surrounding the price increases, especially for insulin for diabetics. Skeptics complain many of these lawmakers have taken money from drug makers, including the senators on the committee.
Home prices are on the rise. According to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, prices increased almost 5% in December. Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Atlanta have the highest reported gains over the last year. Low mortgage rates are giving sales a boost, while home prices remain high across most major metropolitan areas. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
New information about the owner of the Super Bowl-winning Patriots who is in trouble with the law over 2 visits to a massage parlor. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more details.
News about New England Patriots owner Bob Kraft, who is facing 2 counts of soliciting a prostitute on his 2 visits to a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. Turns out Kraft, 77 years old, at the Orchards of Asia Day Spa, the same day his team competes in the AFC Championship game in January. Kraft captured on surveillance video January 19th and 20th.
After announcing in October that his leukemia had come back and he would be taking a leave of absence from the WWE, WWE champion Roman Reigns announced that his leukemia is in remission. He was back in the squared circle on Monday night and joins ABC's Good Morning America to discuss what it was like to be back in front of all those fans.
It was amazing. You know, this journey is not going to be complete until I get to step foot back in that ring, you know, and I get to address my fans. And they were just so gentle with me and just so gracious, and they just sent so much love. And I just wanted everybody to know, and I was so nervous last night.
Really?
So nervous. And I don't even get nervous. I'm fine right now. Main events of WrestleMania, all good. But last night, I think because it was just so close to the vest that it just really, you know, the perfectionist came out in me, the OCD came out.
Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.